Joe Omer and Johnny Lake were always at odds. And Joe Omer was meticulous in his own way. If you would see his diaries, they would be, every letter is perfectly formed. He has itemized things. He has the costs of things. In other words, he was that kind of person. But Johnny Lake, you know, he lived from one dirty dish to the other. And they didn't like each other. And when Johnny would get through with a can of meat or a can of something, the can wasn't any good, so he'd just throw it in the corner. And occasionally, being postmaster, I would hear these stories. Occasionally, Joe Omer would go in there to Johnny Lake's cabin and see this pile of cans. There was hardly a place to sit down. And Johnny would be reading or taking care of his dogs or something. And Joe Omer would get so mad, and he'd come over to the post office and he would say to me, "That Johnny Lake, he is a scrap heap, you know." So I think it was wonderful that, and very fortuitous, that Johnny Lake burned up in his cabin. Because Joe Omer was the undertaker of everybody there. If you died, Joe Omer laid you out. And I know that Johnny Lake didn't want Joe Omer to touch him. He was, they were that bad of enemies. And so what better way to finish the whole Johnny Lake saga but that he was burned to bones and ashes. We had a little box of bones that Tom Kennedy fixed up for Johnny Lake, and his bones are in this little box up there at the cemetery. But Johnny Lake would have been tickled to death that Joe Omer didn't touch him.